Bike riders of Takeaway Nation unite.
On bike, grinding uphill, I loathe you, gravity.
Pump uphill from home.
A hodgepodge of parts.
Two wheels, sound with chain, beating hearts, tied to nothing.
Every bike since held me up.
We are young once more.
My bike does me right.
All this week on The Takeaway, we've got bicycles on the mind. We want to hear from you.
As I zip through town, my helmet hides my gray hair. I am fast again.
Riding on the road, cars rush by without concern. Prayers propel me on.
I've had many bikes, but a number were stolen. Is that a bike share?
As you can hear there, The Takeaway has launched a nationwide bike challenge. Submit a haiku about your bike or bike riding experience, or maybe why you hate biking altogether. Visit our website at thetakeaway.org. to enter to win our Takeaway Bike Challenge. Three judges will vote and select their top 10 picks, and winners will get Takeaway bike helmets. Now, that's something really valuable. Submissions are being accepted until 11:59 p.m. Eastern Time on Sunday, September 22nd. And this is all motivated by our observation of the success of bike share programs around the nation. They've raised the profile of bicycle culture, but what about the impact on the friendly bike shop down the street? Charlie McCorkle is the owner of Bicycle Habitat in New York City. He's a little nervous about the impact of the City Bike Share program on his business. But Ashante Austin has been coexisting with Bike Share a little bit longer. She's co-owner of the Hub Bike Co-op in Minneapolis, where the Nice Ride program has been nice for business.
Bike Share couldn't get off the ground without the bike shops here in the Twin Cities. I mean, for example, we actually repair bikes from Nice Ride, which is our bike share program here. And that helps us because what it does is it drives people into the bike shops. I feel like it's been a great collaboration and it's really increased the awareness of cycling. Drivers are able to see that the city itself is behind cyclists and are encouraging folks to commute and, in a sense, lobbying for folks to be aware that cycling is an alternative transportation.
Well, that's good. Evangelizing the message of cycling, that's what Rideshare has done in the Twin Cities, or Nice Ride has done in the Twin Cities. Charlie McCorkle, we're a little newer to the rideshare program here in the New York City area. What are you What are you finding, Charlie?
Well, I interviewed a lot of bike dealers in bike share cities, and they all told me to expect an immediate drop and then a long-term gain. We're still in that immediate drop period. As you noted, the rental bikes are falling off significantly. I almost characterize it as falling off a cliff. We've seen a big drop in the fixing flats, you know, the basic repairs that you need day-to-day, because I think a number of people have switched over to the bike share in the short run. City Bike in New York City has done a great job of proselytizing for helmets. That's been one area where we've seen a tremendous growth in our business, maybe as much as 25%, which is a pretty big number. And that's been really helpful for us.
And thanks, by the way, for our bike contest that we're doing, the haikus. Listeners are sending haikus that say what their bike ride means to them, what their bike means to them. You've donated some helmets to us, and thanks so much for that.
It's our pleasure.
And have you noticed that bike culture is changing in the city of New York, that there's more of a sense of a bike is there for you, that this is a part of the public transportation system in a way that it never has before?
I'm sure you've seen the numbers that they've been touting in New York City the last couple of days. 3 million trips in 4 months, 6 million miles. Mm-hmm. That's absolutely incredible. It's almost a contagion of those of us on bikes.
So we've got the sky blue colors here in New York. What are the colors of Nice Ride, Ashante, in the Twin Cities?
It's neon green.
Neon green. All right. Yeah. And so giving people an idea that they have access to bikes doesn't necessarily mean that they don't want to purchase their own. Have you had no negative impacts, Ashante?
For us, it's hard to attribute some of the losses that we've seen to actually Nice Ride. It's definitely hard to attribute it to that, particularly since here in Minnesota, our season is so short. When winter hits, nobody's riding our bikes. And I would like to actually see the bikes here, the Nice Ride bikes, equipped to handle winter. That would be pretty much part of the problem.
Another mountain to climb. Ashante Austin, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Ashante Austin is co-owner of the Hub Bike Co-op in Minneapolis, and Charlie McCorkle, owner of Bicycle Habitat here in New York City. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, John.
Thank you.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.